Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Looking Beyond. In Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, we read, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me." Many times it seems that people, me included, have a preoccupation with holding on to this life. It does not matter how much pain or how many trials we encounter, we act as if this veil of tears is the only thing that matters to us. In the midst of his suffering and misery, Job was surrounded by men who had come to comfort him. A fat lot of comfort they afforded him. They erroneously concluded that if he was suffering the calamities that had befallen him, it must be the result of some secret sin in his life. His friends made it their goal to try and break through and have him confess his terrible secret sin. Here in the middle of the book that bears his name, Job gives us words of confident assurance. It would be well for us to read these words in Job 19 on a regular basis and apply them to our own life. As the Apostle Paul wrote in the first chapter of Philippians, it would be far better for him to be in heaven with Christ than to remain here on earth. It gave him the desire to live what time he had here on earth serving others by showing forth the Spirit of the Lord. I desire to have that same purpose in my own life. If I remain alive, it is to serve Christ. If I die, it is to be with Christ. Either way, Christ is the focus of my life. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today, trust Him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word. And you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.